The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3540. It's so crazy. We just talked yesterday about Daisy Ridley's interview comments recently and how that raised some questions about whether The Mandalorian and Grogu would actually come first or whether it would be the new Jedi Order movie that would come first as far as a release in theaters. Well, now Brendan Wayne has come out of the woodwork and done an interview, and so everything's mixed up all over again. So we'll talk about what he had to say and what it could mean. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the people who help support the creation and production of this podcast on a daily basis through their help at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, so yesterday we were talking about Daisy Ridley giving interviews and how what she said actually kind of throws a little bit of a wrench into our thinking about the structuring of Star Wars movie releases and when things are going to fill and what's going to come out first and all that stuff. Well, it's like, you know, one domino falls and another one shows up immediately and also falls too. Brendan Wayne, who is one of the three folks to inhabit the Mandalorian armor on the Mandalorian TV show, that other two, of course, being Lateef Crowder and Pedro Pascal. Well, Brendan Wayne actually just did an interview and got asked about various Mandalorian things. And so now we're going to take a moment to consider what he had to say. We'll start with the biggest question I think on everyone's minds is, will there be a season 4 of The Mandalorian? And unfortunately, Brendan has no insights on this subject. He doesn't know whether there's going to be a season 4. He just knows that there's going to be a film. That film is The Mandalorian and Grogu, of course, and Brendan Wayne confirmed something that we talked about here a couple of episodes ago. The fact that to get the tax credits that they had applied for, one of the things they had to submit with their application was a completed screenplay. And Brendan Wayne, in this recent interview, said, yes, there is a script completed. So there you go. There's another official confirmation point. And apparently that means also it's farther along. You know, I was giving the possibility of that script in the application being an early draft of it. And well, no, apparently it's a lot further along. Brendan Wayne has seen it. He says he knows all the details about the movie and is not revealing any of them, which, good for him, he shouldn't. And the other thing in that tax credit application that Lucasfilm had to submit was a shooting schedule. And so, you know, we talked about the fact that just because they submitted a schedule didn't necessarily mean that shooting was imminent. Like, it could be some ways down the line potentially, but according to Brendan Wayne in this new interview, shooting is potentially just around the corner. They are possibly gearing up for a June start date for principal photography. Wayne says that he keeps reading that it's going to be in June and that he thinks Jon Favreau told him that it was going to be in June, so there's still a little bit of wiggle room in there, shall we say. So this seems to reset us back to the original thought, which was when they announced the existence of the Mandalorian and Grogu movie and said that it would lead the slate of the next round of Star Wars movies. Well, a June shooting date versus, say, the new Jedi Order movie, Daisy Ridley saying that it could start shooting by the end of the year or the beginning of the next year. That adds up to us being back where we were initially with The Mandalorian and Grogu slated for a May 2026 premiere and Daisy Ridley's new Jedi Order movie scheduled for a December 2026 premiere. There's a reason why I think things might be shaping up the way that they are. And it has to do with something we've talked about previously on the podcast in the Disney earnings calls and quarterly reports webinars that they do. Some comments that Bob Iger has made may be playing into what's happening here. Every time we've been trying to figure out where in the production process a given Star Wars movie is, we've been using The Force Awakens as a template and looking at, well, you know, if it's going to come out by this date, then principal photography has to start by this date. And it makes sense to do that. However, in both of these cases, if it is accurate that The Mandalorian and Grogu will shoot in June or start shooting in June, and that the new Jedi Order movie will start shooting at the end of the year, the beginning of next, they're basically 6 months ahead of the timeline that The Force Awakens set. And as much as I hate to say it, there's really only one reason why that makes any kind of sense. And that has to do with things that we've been hearing from Bob Iger in the various Disney earnings reports and investor webinars that happen every time they have, you know, quarterly results to report to Wall Street. In those calls, on more than one occasion, Iger has talked about the pace at which the movies are released and wants to see things slow down. And he has also talked about how the quality of the releases, not necessarily with Lucasfilm, but certainly more with Marvel, and yet. He's talked about the quality of releases, you know, being less than they had hoped for and wanting to have greater executive involvement in the process in future movies. So combining that along with the seeming possibility of both The Mandalorian and Grogu and the new Jedi Order movie starting their filming 6 months earlier than they necessarily need to, well, yeah, it kind of seems like too much to be a coincidence, doesn't it? So that's what I think may be going on here, but I'd love to know what you think too. So if you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. If you're catching this on Spotify, there's a Q&A section, drop your A right there. And if you're catching this anywhere else, well, there's a blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com. Those sevens are both numbers, by the way. And you can leave a comment right there and let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy this daily dose of Star Wars joy, you may have heard me say this whole spiel more than once, so stick with me. There's three things that you can do, very easy things, to help more people add this daily dose of Star Wars joy to their lives. One of them is leaving a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done that yet. Another is hitting the subscribe or like or follow or join button, whatever your favorite app calls it. And another is just simply telling another Star Wars fan that you heard about this cool daily dose of Star Wars joy and they should consider giving it a listen too. And maybe, just eventually maybe, you will consider also supporting this podcast at patreon.com/sw7x7. Those sevens are the number of versions too. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.